Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
nuestra fe, la fe no, la fe de mi Dios. Gracias, la fe de gracia. Gracias, la fe de gracia.
Azunke pare le bahe, azunke, azunke pare le bahe, pare le bahe, me la jan kase washo, azunke pare le pare vodou le bahe,
azunke pare le bahe,
azunke.
Place from where I began and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Wednesday, November 23rd, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Hoodoo Central, in the legendary, historic, beautiful, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist Hoodoo Obeah life path and journey, passing down the great Obeah stick, along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, and minerals. Do continue to join me and support us here live at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time each and every day here on Blog Talk Radio. My live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. When you are ready with your question, comment, or request, please do press the number one on your telephone keypad, and I will be more than happy to be with you momentarily. Be mindful that my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of well-documented revelation and manifestation, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And do recognize the many qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners, astrologers, and numerologists who can be located within the various temple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And there you will find my House of the Divine Prince King groups, We Are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationships, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelation, and Guiding Voices of Divination. And remember to continue to support and visit these powerful voices and personalities of them of their own within the King's Chamber and the Queen's Chamber, respectively, of my website. You can still find Queenie Fama and Divine Bon Terre, and, of course, my show co-host, the Voodoo Priestess Ava K. Jones, all within the Queen's Chamber of my website. You can also find some of my favorite sponsors, Our New Alternatives, Ancient Principles, Modern Appeal, in skincare, health, and scalp care, and many more. You can also find Dr. Joy of Unlimited Joy, local to here in New Orleans, and see what one Orisha can do. Santeria Priestess in Love, Money, Life Situations, local to the New York, New Jersey area. You can continue to listen and enjoy the Queen Goddess UK of Goddess Palace, Universal Opulence, Keeping Excellence Sacred, guiding you back to you in a multitude of ways within the Queen's Chamber of my website. And, of course, Queen Ifama, the Truth Terrorist, is still serving nothing but the butt-naked truth within the walls of the Queen's Chamber of my website. The Gogo, Nana, Alana, Omare, Goddess Love Light, very special sister priestess, and an authentic Sangoma of Mother of Many Nations can be found within the Queen's Chamber of my website, transforming lives one drumbeat at a time. Sister Abana, Racism Non-Anonymous, teaching the concepts, principles, and practices of a revolutionary 12-step program, Racism Non-Anonymous, featuring the Recovery Room with Sister Abana in the Queen's Chamber of my website. Angelic Stopas is still handcrafting real soap from the freshest vegetable oils and other high-quality ingredients to ensure gentle cleansing, rich, low-moisturizing lather, utilizing fair trade base oils and butters, including raw, organic, and unrefined West African shea and African cocoa butters, specializing in soaps for special cleansings and ritual baths. Please do find Angelic Soap within the Queen's Chamber of my website. And Queen Felice Akushua of Nubian Jewels is still handcrafting copper and amethyst and amber and clear quartz and various other stones into miraculous works of art and jewelry for your body and your hair and your environment. So please do take the time to visit the many powerful personalities and products and services and persons who can be linked to in the Queen's Chamber of my website. Within the King's Chamber of my website, you will find Marcus Akinlana, a local Olorisha Oshango here in New Orleans, and also a master artist. I don't mean good, I mean master artist. And you can find him at the top of the King's Chamber of my website, along with many links to his various works and his website. Just below him is Dr. Mandrake, long time spiritualist of more than 30 years, featured in the King's Chamber of my website. Reverend Majati Baruti of the Roof Garden and Uja Temple Ministries, teaching the worship of the African goddess, an evangelistic effort at promoting respect, worship, reverence for the sacred African feminine goddess and her divine presence among people of African descent, hosted by the Reverend Majati Baruti and Susan Mitchell, still featured along with a very powerful affirmation, morning affirmation video in the King's Chamber of my website. Big Steve, Temple of the Enlightened Mind, spirituality with an emphasis on raising your level of consciousness with Big Steve. I first worked with Big Steve at Alert Answering Service in Altadena, California. I believe the year was 1990, and I'm still much in respect and admiration with Big Steve and his journey and his struggles and his triumphs. And you can share him via his YouTube as well as his Blog Talk Radio archive player within the King's Chamber of my website. There you also still find featured Han for Cobbler Men, which was designed as an initiative of our members in order to gather as much global information about the voodoo religion and culture via written audio, imagery, MP3s, and various other forms via Han for Cobbler Men. At my last check, I'm still the only American English-speaking practitioner within the site, and you will need to use your Google Translate in order to make sense of the Haitian Creole if you are unfamiliar with the language. We are also still supporting our elder Ptah Seker Osiris and the ancient Egyptian Ra Sarian 3-in-1 New Age World Solar Calendar, another master artist and teacher and spiritualist within our community. And you can find much information about his work and his efforts featured in the King's Chamber of my website. And he, too, offers interior decorating and decor, powerful, powerful work. He can literally reconstruct an Egyptian tomb or scene anywhere you want, in any room you want. So please do take the time and visit his site and explore one of the power elders in our community. I have also made several upgrades to the second page of my website, Netterhead Tour, Divine House of the Prince. Please do visit and shop in the store. I have everything from books, CDs, MP3s, DVDs. I'm even now featuring two of Louisa Tess' projects, her Jambalaya book, which is still very powerful. I'm even offering at a very, very, very reduced price. So please take the time to investigate that book. I'm actually giving it away at $325 right now on the second page of my website, Jambalaya by Louisa Tess. I'm also offering her Jump Up within the second page of my website for 1 cent. if you get in there now at the second page of my website, both by Louisa Tess and one of my favorite authors, The Spirit of Black Hawk by Jason Berry, a very powerful book. Black Hawk is a path, a tradition specific to New Orleans, which many are greatly unfamiliar with, and you can find a book about The Spirit of Black Hawk, the second page of my website. And just beneath that, I've added some new, much more flashier, if you will, kiosks offering African coffees, Kenyan, Tanzanian coffee, Kilimanjaro mixes and blends, as well as teas. Many of you have been asking for teas. I have them, support them. I have the red teas and the Ethiopian varieties and many varieties of both tea, African teas, and African coffee products on the second page of my website in the second column towards the bottom. I've also added a new category of African instruments, drums, gokwis, agogos, all sorts of shekaras, and even some creative art pieces. I even have a really interesting 101 African recipes book. I have the kalimba finger pianos, various decorative African-made products, African-made created products, shakeras, all the African instruments you can think of, claves, all in the second page netherhead tour of my website, second column towards the bottom. And I greatly appreciate those who continue to consistently support the House of the Divine Prince, Thai Posters, and Hoodoo Central. For you know that there are many, many more products within my site that I never even have an opportunity to mention. Otherwise, this would turn into a two-hour infomercial. And I don't want to do that, so I just invite you to just take your time and go through there and know that many of these products refresh themselves automatically, and some of them will refresh even when you hit F5 and refresh your page. One more product that I have right now that really has my heart is a very special drum, and it has a carving of an elephant in it. I believe they call it the, let me see if I can click on it, the elephant drum, I want to say. It's a djembe with kente cloth, authentic kente cloth on the drum. Handcrafted, of course, and it has a elephant carved into it, which is not only beautiful, but enhances the sound. It's beautiful, sonorous. This djembe drum depicts an African elephant. It comes from Daniel Ashante's skill and imagination, carved by hand, and it holds a cup-shaped drum in the back with your elephant carving, really literally underneath, and then the foundation beneath the elephant that would normally, you know, support the drum. Very beautiful piece of work, $137 right now, the second page of my website. And many of you who've bought drums, bought the djembes, know that good ones generally start at $200 and work their way up. So I'm really making a serious effort with Amazon to provide African-based products, musical instruments, textiles, household items, black soap, shea butters, excuse me, at an affordable price, along with the coffees and the teas in the second page of my website. I am going to take just a brief intermission. I will be forward momentarily, remembering that all is indeed and truly a blessing. I will be taking phone calls today at area code 347-215-8967. Beloved, know and understand that I am truly humbled, honored, and grateful for your divine, all-blessed presence, sacred presence here in this squared circle of gods and goddesses at high noon for the power lunch, hoodoo, voodoo, secrets, and recipes live from New Orleans, with the Divine Prince, Hoodoo Obeah Bokor, and Voodoo Priestess Ava K. Jones, who is just making her way to North Carolina In fact, her flight should have gotten in sometime earlier this morning, so she may be resting now. So she will not be present today, and I will be bringing this part two to Hoodoo Voodoo, Secrets of War. Indeed, we are at war. Understand this. This is not a call to fear. This is not a fear tactic. This is not a catchphrase to sort of build, you know, a crowd to come and listen to the show. This is a show about true warriorism as it relates to Hoodoo, Voodoo, and Abaya. And many of you who understand the history of Voodoo, who understand the history of enslavement, who understand the history of the Americas, know and understand that it was under the inspiration of Voodoo that the very first successful uprising occurred, leading to the freedom of Haiti via the Haitian Revolution. So our legacy, our inheritance as warriors stands. We just need to sharpen our tools and regain our awareness of who and what we be and bring that to the forefront here and now as we move forward in this 21st century. Times are changing. You don't need me to tell you that. Things are transforming all around us, within us, about us. And as the elder Ptah Seeker Osiris said when he was on our show last week, there's galactic dust, stardust, nanodiamonds, and all sorts of sparkly, powerful things that are just flooding our planet right now from these stratospheres. And we are unable to perceive them, unable to utilize them, unable to connect with them, often because of our diet, our state of mind, our state of being, our consciousness, and our overall lack of understanding when it comes to war. And understand, war has many levels. I'm not just talking about, you know, militaries and governments. I'm talking about the wars that we all battle on the forefront each and every day within our bodies, our minds, our spirits, our children, our households, our communities, our temples, our gathering spaces, our economics. We are at war. Understand this. And to only be operating from 50% of your power from the material world and neglecting your spiritual reservoir of artillery, your spiritual reservoir of rejuvenation and re-energizing, then you are indeed only half prepared for what you're confronting now. And you don't need me to present the evidence of that. You know better than I what you're battling, each and every one of you right now, in your lives, in your communities, in your households. So I'm going to come back and talk much, much more today about Hoodoo Voodoo Secrets of War, herbs, stones, minerals, rituals, practices. And by all means, let us honor and not neglect our ancestors, for we cannot be successful in any endeavor without first confronting and consulting and showing honor and respect before our ancestors. So we are going to come from a very traditional Pan-African position today as it relates to war and the art of war, Hoodoo and Voodoo Secrets and Recipes, here with Divine Prince, live and always an archive at your leisure and convenience here on Blog Talk Radio. Caller, I do see that your hand is raised. I believe that might be the priestess. Let me check. Divine peace and blessings. Area code 773. Your line is open.
Hey, Divine Prince, peace and blessings. How you doing?
All is a blessing. Who's calling?
This is actually the brother from Chicago. I spoke with you a couple of weeks back.
Brother Amos?
That's me. Yes, sir. How you
doing? You know, I was going through my Thai potions at hotmail.com today, which I don't do a whole lot because usually I generally only use it for my PayPal. And I saw the last communication that you sent me. You know the one with the pictures?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So it's really a powerful spiritual synchronization that you would actually call in right now today. Give thanks. How are things with you up there?
Things are going well. Can't complain. Things are going well. I mean, I'm just, you know, every day just learning and growing. And I'm glad you touched on a topic that we, blacks in America, I think we seem to fail to forget, or we just not familiar or, you know, with the history of voodoo and the hoodoo and liberation of our ancestors and or our people in Haiti. See, that has to be touched on a great level, because it was those secrets, those ancient secrets that our ancestors brought from the continent that mm-hmm. helped liberate those brothers and sisters on the continent. And no matter how religious we think we may be, Christians or practice Islam or Black Hebrew Israelitism, we tend to shy away from that one. That was always the key to our liberation.
Mm-hmm. And I call it a part of that. That's right, brother. You're right on point. I call it a part, an extension of the trichnology. Because as I'm sure you're aware, that there's a spirit present. I call it a djinn present right now mm-hmm. that is trying to remove spirituality and religion altogether from quote-unquote conscious communities. Whatever right. the titles, and you just threw out a few of them, but there's almost a cult-like programming to sort of remove that from the equation, and I believe mm-hmm. that it's a trick to rob us of our birthright, which is our connection to the spirit realm, our ability to operate in the spirit realm, and to bring that more so than anyone into our everyday waking experience in order to do battle with these things that are present in our society. I think as long as we continue to look at them as numbers and figures and dollars and cents, and math and science separate from spirit, which I believe science, you know, qualifies spirit. It doesn't exclude spirit.
Right.
Then we're
right.
not going to ever really, you know, accomplish on a large scale the things that we need to. And we're right on point today with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's great that, you know, you being a vanguard of those secrets and others like yourself who are trying to bring this to the forefront to our people. And I just think that we just need to wake up and realize that has always been a key instrumental into our evolutionary growth, and to our freedom and liberation as well. So we got to get back into that, tap back into those ancient secrets and mysteries, man, that our ancestors knew and practiced on the continent.
That's right.
And you're right. You're right, man. It's definitely a hidden hand that's working to keep us from that. That's why you see all these movies demonizing voodoo or demonizing hoodoo or demonizing anything that's dealing with African spirituality, because as long as we stay away from that power source, they'll keep us in the position that we're in right now.
And it's infiltrated into our community now. You know, there are many, and I'm going to respectfully refer to them as leaders, you know, who would throw the baby out with the bathwater. And
right.
I understand that we're frustrated with organized religion. I understand that. Many of us
mm-hmm.
have walked away from westernized ways of thinking and all the tools that go along with that. I totally get that. But we cannot toss out spirit altogether. We
right.
just can't. As I said
right.
before I took your call, we're otherwise walking blindly.
Right, true that, true. Indeed.
So I'm going to take just a brief intermission, if you will, my brother, and I will be forward momentarily. And I'll open your line again if you have further commentary, questions, comments. You sound like you're ready to teach today.
We'll see what I can do. We'll see.
Okay, we will be forward momentarily, remembering that all is truly a blessing. Ashe.
Thank you.
Bobo and Ashe, for indeed all is truly a blessing on this Wednesday, November 23rd, 2011. We are sharing a sun in Sagittarius in the 10th house, a moon in Scorpio in the 9th house, Mercury in Sagittarius in the 10th house, Venus in Sagittarius in the 10th house, Mars in Virgo in the 7th house, Jupiter in Taurus in the 3rd house, Saturn in Libra in the 8th house, Uranus in Aries in the 2nd house, Neptune in Aquarius in the 1st house, and Pluto in Capricorn in the 11th house. And today, just for discussion, we're going to talk just briefly about the sun in Sagittarius in the 10th house. We know the sun deals with the metal goal. It deals with intellect, reasoning, logic, mathematics, high mathematics. We're going to talk about Mercury in Sagittarius in the 10th house. Mercury being associated with the messengers, if you will, of spirit and of creation, the messengers that ferry all sorts of communications, whether it be human communication, divine communication between the heaven planes and the lower quaternaries, our prayers, our ritual work, all that is governed by Mercury in Sagittarius and the 10th house. And we're going to talk about Venus, which governs love and also prosperity in Sagittarius in the 10th house. We are under a Scorpio lunation, if you will, the moon operating under the auspice of a fire sign. We are in the balsamic phase. The sun is in Sagittarius. Some of you call that half man, half beast. And the moon is in Scorpio, again, offering some fire to the otherwise placid realms of spirit, intuition, psychic ability, telepathy, and of course in blazing your ritual work and your spiritual work with that fire level energy. Sagittarius is often looked at as the archer, the centaur, half man, half beast, operating in the realm of humanity, but also being given to animal nature. Its English name, or its symbol, if you will, is the centaur, and it is a fire sign considered mutable. Its polarity is positive. It's a male, masculine vibration governed by Jupiter. And when we see Saturn in the 12th house, this is the house of enemies, difficulties, solitude, hidden ordeals, and secrets. When we look at our personal communications, the social internet communications, our media, the news, what has happened with the Middle East in the last few 90 days, we'll say, we see a heightened presence of these issues. This 12th house energy corresponds to the inner self, how we view ourselves and our position in the world, how we view ourselves in value to our jobs and our careers, how we view ourselves in relation to our relationships. And those things that have gone undealt with as a whole throughout our lives tend to come to the surface when we see this type of astrological weather, if you will, the presence of hidden enemies, and of course, serious illnesses. People not taking the time under the stress of making the bills and keeping a schedule to eat properly and make your regular medical appointments and your dental appointments and all those things that sort of keep us on balance and keep us operating at optimum. You cannot operate at your optimum spiritually if your physical is under stress, and you cannot operate at your optimum in the physical realm if your spirit is under distress. The 12th house, the tradition classifies houses because, on the one hand, their influence on an individual is important, but also because they have different specific characteristics that influence an overall presence of energy that may be available at any given time. And the 12th house energy definitely is a house that causes us to reflect on calling out those things that would otherwise be a block to us and moving forward. This is a time for speaking your mind and being true to truth and authenticity. Now, the funny side to this is that we're also, and you've heard me say this before, operating under unnatural conditions. We eat unnaturally. We live and breathe unnaturally. We get up and lay down on a very unnatural cycle, often governed by responsibilities outside of what we would have had a concern for in a more natural, green-based society. Capitalism has affected us. Babylonism has affected us and how we interact. So we have a great holiday coming tomorrow for many people, and we will be around family, and we will be around friends, and for many there will be the presence of alcohol and other drugs. So this is not a time to share this energy outside of the home, but to be conscious of the presence of hidden enemies, serious illness, as well as ordeals that could be revealed, secrets that could be revealed that could otherwise upset your pleasant holiday. All the planetary signs are lined up for conflict, for drama, high drama, particularly over the next 2 or 3 days or so as I look at the charts. I was reading earlier in the day from the Shine from YahooAstrology.com. The first words were stop, look, and listen. The cosmos is a pressure cooker right now, and it's relatively easy to experience a wave of anxiety and nervous tension. And depending on where you are and how you handle stress, some people handle stress by acting out. Some people handle stress by taking it out on the people closest to them. And again, with this Thanksgiving holiday and all of its mixed messages and mixed signals, the next 24 hours are a time to be very contemplative, as meditative as you possibly can, and be aware of the activities and the energies present all around you. I want to welcome our guests. I most certainly am humbled and appreciative of your being present. Goddess Mother Varisha, Super Queen, is also present. Brother Amos is with us on the phone line from Chicago, and I'm most certainly appreciative of you all taking the time out of your schedule to be here on the Power Launch at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to take just another brief intermission. I will be forward. I will be going back to the phone lines, of course, and we will be continuing our conversation about hoodoo secrets and recipes of warfare, all levels of warfare that are present now with us and around us, and how to properly prepare for, but also how to properly act. So I will be forward momentarily. All is a blessing. Ashe.
Yabaru wa siyago, sobo alu bon yae. Yabaru wa siyago, sobo alu bon yae. Ati bon lek kata uloa ki ma she wa welo. Yabaru wa siyago, sobo alu mo liye, ati mo le
our body, but to control our thoughts and our emotions. And it starts at the very basic levels of how we live, how we eat, how we exercise, all these things that, as I continue to say, are interrupted and are forced into sort of an artificial, if you will, construct under modern society. So many of us are not getting the nutrients, or not getting the proper rest, or not getting the proper amount of sunlight. I know you, brother, live in Chicago, and you have a very limited number of days from now until next spring when you'll get full sunlight. And people need to accommodate for that in how we eat, how we live. So from the most basic precepts, understanding war, you have to be able to understand the body, the material realm, but also spirit. And spirit is key, because that is indeed where our true personality, our true fortification of self exists and lies, is in that part of us that can push past complications, pain, danger, and be able to think clearly, and to be able to express directly and specifically that which we wish to express, rather than just anger, and, you know, and venom, if you will. So from a voodoo perspective of war, the first thing we have to conquer and master is the mind, how we express certain feelings, certain emotions, taking time to properly give attention to whatever that thing is, thought, research. We live in a very reactionary society. You know, I say A and you do B, and there's very little forethought. We have generations of young people that are, you know, killing each other over the slightest look, the slightest thought. They have no concept of a future. They have no concept of how is this going to affect my mom and my family, my wife, or my kids within that moment. And it's because we've lost control of the art of war, if you will, that part of the initiation process in traditional African religion, which would have taught us from a male perspective and from a female perspective how to deal with normal everyday stress, normal everyday pressures, but also how to deal with much greater, much larger concepts. That is often confined now to a critical thinking course in your first year of college, and many don't even have that experience. So understanding how to think critically and on a quality level that's going to generate and bring to you the information, the vital information that you need at any given time to confront any challenge in any given situation is crucial to war on any scale, maximum or minimum, personal life war, but also war on a communal level, on a global level, as it relates to governments and societies and people, if you will. Are you still with me, Brother Amos? Area code 773. Beloved, are you with me?
Yep, I'm ready.
Oh, okay. I saw your hand was raised. I was giving you an opportunity to make your question or comment if you had one.
No, I'm just listening in, man. You're doing an excellent job. I'm listening in.
Oh,
thank
okay.
you.
I'll go ahead and mute you then.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and again, to our listeners and those in the chat and those who are listening by way of Facebook and MySpace and Multiply and High Five and all the other social networking sites, the live listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, please do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will be forward with you momentarily. So we must we must, and it's a lot of work. Let me be clear. I understand that it's a lot of work, particularly if we've gotten lazy and slowful and have gotten used to not moving around and driving everywhere in your car and you never walk anywhere. And it's built into our society to take all your energy to really support the few while the masses sacrifice and contribute everything to keep the world moving. So it is by design that you feel anxiety when it comes to thinking about these things, when it comes to scheduling these things, when it comes to sitting down and making out a menu and a shopping list and looking at what you're taking in, not only physically into your body, but financially, what we're spending our money on and how we're operating as consumers within this system. All of these things go into how we approach war, any type of war on any level. When we look at World War I and World War II, one of the very first things that our government did was look at society. Well, what can we cut back and what can we eliminate? Well, you need to stop producing, you know, cars and start making bombs and start making ammunition and start making this and start making that. Money that otherwise would have gone into education and health care then goes into fuel this war machine. So we as individuals, and particularly spiritual individuals, and whatever your war is, whether it's a battle with addiction, battle with finances, a battle within your family, a battle within your workspace, a battle within your love and relationships, all of these can be classified as a form of war. Another commonly used term is attack. Particularly when clients contact me, you know, I'm under attack, you know, and it's an overused, overgeneralized word, but it's very real to the environment that we exist in today and the environment that many of the world religions suggested that we would be living in today, thus creating a self-fulfilling reality, a self-fulfilling existence for those who accept that as the only option. So again, how we think, how we identify, where we set our own goal markers for success, for accomplishment, determine our position in war, how we view war, and then how we attack it and move forward. Many know about High John the Conqueror Root, and we battle with High John the Conqueror Root, but very few truly know how to use it or how to apply it or how to wear it or how to lay it down. And it's very specific, again, to whatever your venture is, whatever your endeavor is, whatever that thing is that you're trying to operate with. And that's the danger of the excess information that we have right now available to us. And we talk about this on this show a lot, the wealth of information that people can tap into if they just are willing to, you know, do a few clicks and a few searches that's available on the Internet. All sorts of herbs, all sorts of rituals, all sorts of concoctions, all sorts of stuff that most of us don't have time to make sense of. And many of the producers of this material know you don't have time to make sense of it. So their bottom line is usually to quickly disseminate something and receive a profit from it and move forward, giving time for you to sort of, you know, 6 months down the road realize that, okay, this is really of no use to me, or I can't make any sense of it in order to apply it. So, again, how we think is critical to war and to doing battle. Battle is my term. I love the word battle because life is the war, you know, coming into this world and surviving birth. and then living out the full natural God-given processes of our lives is the completion of that living war, if you will. But then life is fraught with battles, and we have to be able to choose our battles carefully and smartly, with spiritual foresight as well as logical reasoning and understanding. When we approach job, when we approach careers, when we approach our education, the battle is to go in there and receive that which we've invested our time and our money and our efforts in, and to then be able to carry that forward into our careers, into our life paths, into our businesses. So the use of High John, Wolf's Bane, which is poisonous, by the way, and many other herbs, roots, plants, and elements in the act of war are numerous, to say the least. Today I want to talk specifically about a few stones and a few herbs and sort of take it from there. I am open to questions, comments, and requests at area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. Do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad when you are ready with your question, comment, or request. In looking at doing battle, not just against jinn and demonic presences and entities and evil spell work and the evil eye and all the negative forces that can make up an attack, and they are indeed varied, the forces that can go together to make up an attack. An evil eye attack is not the same thing as a generational curse. Dealing with a jinn and a demonic spirit is not the same thing as dealing with some other spirit force within creation, which is arrested, if you will, bound in a very different sort of way. So when we look at battling, we also look at the types of things that we battle, so the things that come from the spirit realm, but also there's natural things that we battle. You know, the coworker that doesn't like you, and just in that energy releases those other forms of spirit into the environment that can be arrested and can be bound, that are preventing you from being at peace in your workspace, being able to graduate and move forward at the pace that you should be moving forward. It could be that one person who's holding up your raise or your position, your promotion, all forms of battle. And, of course, business and finance. Many of us are battling in the realm of finance, feeling as if you're working 16 hours a day and just barely making ends meet. Maybe you feel you're locked into a career path or a job situation, a dead-end job situation that's just barely making your bills, if that. But you feel a loss if you make some sudden change, take some sudden direction. And many of you are being called to a different work through this sort of buffering, through this sort of trial and tribulation. Quite often, when spirit cannot speak clearly to us, it will speak to us through challenge. And sometimes those consistent challenges, particularly in those workspace challenges, you know you should have left there a year ago. You know you should have went back and finished your degree or got your certificate and moved forward some time ago. And now you're still battling other things, just irritant things, that keep you off guard and keep you stressed and keep your hair falling out and all that kind of stuff and keep you not eating properly while you struggle to make the bill. So we're going to start with, again, operating under the astrological sign of Sagittarius and Scorpio. We're going to work with heterocyte. Heterocyte crystallizes in the configurations of masses, so they're often going to be found in polished stones, chunks, bookends in some rare occasions, and sometimes in jewelry. But it will most definitely be polished, carved. It will be manipulated by man in some way. Configurations of masses are just that, just large chunks, clumps, sedimentary manifestations of some stone or mineral, I should say more specifically. And that becomes stone or becomes some crystallized form of a mass. The color ranges from rose to red, purple, to black, heterocyte. And this mineral provides strong dispensation capabilities. Dispensation there are two types of dispensation. There's a dispensation that you'll hear, particularly in Christianity, but it doesn't necessarily, you know, it's not specific to Christianity, but they tend to use the word more than any of the other doctrines that I'm familiar with. And when they use it, they're talking about a specific season, a specific time in all creation, in space-time, if you will, to make it more scientific. To be more general, prehistoric dispensation, and then you have the ancient dispensation, the Roman dispensation, the Egyptian dispensation. We'll probably be the American dispensation some thousand years from in history ahead. But then there's also the dispersion of something, something that's being disseminated, to use a better word, out. But dispensation will quite frequently be used as it relates to ritual work. So this mineral provides strong dispensation capabilities, assisting one to remove oneself from conditions requiring old patterns and conditions. I didn't quite say that right, but you know what I mean. It helps you to move forward and release old patterns, old conditions that we've sort of adjusted to in the previous dispensation, if you will. Certain things were necessary for survival in the time of our ancestors that are not necessary on the same level for us now. We would have had to live very differently in the South in the 30s, in the 40s, in the 50s than we do now in this dispensation in the South. That's not to say that all evils have been removed. That's not to say that all blocks have been overcome. But we're in a new dispensation, and new dispensations will often have different set of rules, different set of laws, a different set of expected normalities, if you will, that we learn to work with, that we learn to adjust to. It's still a law in the book that a Creole woman in New Orleans has to wear a tenon. Now, it's not enforced, but it's still on the book. Tenon is a wrap, but specifically a white wrap, very akin to what you see Ava K. Jones wear in her pictures, in order to avert any confusion, if you will, between a light-skinned, fair-skinned woman of color and a European woman. Now, those laws are still on the books, even though we now exist and operate under a different dispensation. There was a time when the old Negro spirituals fueled our rites, fueled our rituals. And even now in modern time, in many of the Voodooan ceremonies, both here in New Orleans and in Haiti, we're still using Negro spirituals, if you will. We're still using hymns. But we're often using them either in our language or in the Creole French that was more akin to the Voodooan communities. So dispensation environment has to be considered when preparing for and doing any type of battle, whatever the battle is. You need to know who you're and what your enemy is. You have to know what you're fighting. I'm always concerned, I dare say alarmed, and Ava Kay and I talked about this on a previous show, about the mass production and mass commercialization of hoodoo, voodoo, Ifa, Santeria, Lakomi, Palo, supplies and implements. And that's not to suggest that they don't have a place or a purpose, but along with the overwhelming abundance of information and co-information and diverted information and misrepresented information and outright lies that people are trying to fish through while trying to create power and create manifestations from spirit, then obviously people are not getting the manifestation that they're looking for. They're not getting the results. We're seeing wasted effort, wasted time, wasted spirit, leading to the condition that Brother Amos and I just talked about, with this sort of almost cult-like removal of spirituality and religion from all sectors of consciousness, because you've given up on, or you had a bad experience with, or you were misinformed about, or miseducated about, or manipulated, outright manipulated about, does not make these things any less evident, any less pertinent to battle. And that's why I strongly enforce and sponsor the sites that I work from, LivePerson, Keen, Desto. I think it's important that people can see comments, can see ratings, can see actual documented proof of manifestation. Our preachers should have such proof. Our politicians should have such proof. Our teachers and the board of education should have such proof. And to some degree, they have more proof in the test scores and graduation rates and other numbers of our young people and our students than do these great leaders and powers and forces that we give a great deal of our faith and our trust and our resources too. So we must cover the mind, the body, the spirit, every detail when we are looking at war, racial war, spiritual war, political wars, financial wars, personal wars. I will be forward momentarily. I want to take just a quick break. Again, this is a active show, result-oriented show. And if you indeed have a question, comment, or request, please do type that in all caps in the chat room. I will be more than happy to address you. And, of course, those who are with me on the phone lines at area code 347-215-8967. Do press that number one on your telephone keypad when you are ready with your question, comment, and request. And I will be forward with you momentarily. All is truly and indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Une. 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 Une.
appreciate those of you who are still here with me on the phone lines, as well as in the live chat, and those who are listening by way of the remote players in the various locations online. We most certainly do appreciate you. We are here for you and only you. The heterocyte is a mineral, again, that provides strong dispensation capabilities, but it also allows one the insight to that which could occur if one would withdraw along the pathway leading to security and success already achieved. So in this time when many are trying to make their mortgages and hold on to their homes and hold on to your jobs in a high unemployment market, heterocyte is the stone you definitely want to be looking for. It stimulates the crown chakra while providing for a grounding effect that increases one's spiritual aspirations. It also provides one with a freedom from the material world and rids one of undue modesty. Heterocyte is the stone of entrepreneurs, businessmen, self-employed persons. Heterocyte provides for access to expedient materialization of that which is chosen, particularly in difficult and stressful times. It produces a purity within one's being that both stimulates higher conceptions and facilitates both conceptual design and performance to help one to continue on one's selected path. Again, this is the stone of executives, corporate presidents, those who are under a great deal of stress each and every day, a diversity and variety of stress from any direction at any given time, yet they must stay up, they must stay positive, they must stay motivated, they must stay committed to a dream, to a focus through these turbulent situations in order to gain success. And heterocyte indeed is the stone of the successful entrepreneur. It assists one in expressing oneself with both assurity and autonomy, providing for protection from interfering energies during the verbalization of ideals and concepts. So in keeping with war, and again, as we said earlier in the show, warring covers many challenges. Heterocyte is high on your list of a stone that you need to acquire. And of course, if you don't already have a crystal location or a retailer, please do feel free to contact Joy. Let her know that you were referred by the Divine Prince here on Power Lunch, on the Power Lunch at High Noon U.S. Central Standard Time. Joy's website is www.earthodysseynola.com. Now, moving on to herbs, plants, roots, and I'm quickly running out of time, as I often do when I do these type of shows. I want to mention just a few that are high on the list of importance when it comes to all forms of war and battle, not just High John and Low John, the conqueror root, but also broom. And this is greatly maligned while also at the same time being overlooked. But what I mean by that is due to Hollywood and movies, we've given broom over to a very fake sense of Wiccan, which is, we all know the image of the witch flying around on the broom. But broom is really a very ancient custom, tradition, practice, and plant from a African perspective. There are many well-known ritual processes involving brooms to prevent thievery, to prevent burglary of homes, to protect properties, as well as to protect and as a gateway into marriages. We all know about jumping the broom. And there are very specific results that are gained depended on the material that the broom is made out of. Now, the most average brooms, we're talking about Besom, Awesome, Broom Tops, Irish Brooms, Scott Brooms, that you typically get at the market, sometimes even at the Spanish markets, the Botanicas, the Bodegas, and sometimes even at Whole Foods, depending on where your Whole Foods is. But the brooms in the Native American and the African tradition can also be made out of other plants and other herbs, providing slightly different variations of power and results. But quite typically, we're talking about balsam or besom, a very masculine Mars-directed air energy plant or element. And this is used in purification, in protection, in divination even. And it makes excellent for ritual and hand fasting brooms used to create sacred spaces. Brooms bring good fortune and plenty. They raise winds and can lower winds. They can call rain or stop rain when utilized and provide and when utilized and provided the proper application. They can affect weather on many different levels. They are used to eliminate spirits of certain types that inhabit the realms of air. All spirits don't inhabit air. There's some spirits that inhabit earth, some spirits that inhabit wood. So we're talking specifically of air spirits, which almost covers 80% or more of demonic spirits and jinn can be governed and bound with a proper broom and the proper application of a broom. They can be used to calm winds, draw up winds. They can be used to prevent all sorts of negative occurrences from happening in certain environments when those brooms are utilized in ceremony, ritual, evocations, and then burned, and then the ashes either planted in the ground around the property or applied to a gri-gri or a hoodoo bag or powder. Quite often when you see, particularly as it's being symbolized, I use that word, in Hollywood movies, when you see the voodoo priest blowing, quite often they're ashes that are being blown from a particular plant or a particular broom material that has been burnt. An infusion sprinkled throughout the house exorcises all types of spirits, jinn, and poltergeist. I want to say well close to 85% of all demonic presences can be removed with the proper application and utilization of broom. Another herb I want to quickly talk about is buckwheat. People forget about buckwheat. Buckwheat is used a great deal in hoodoo and New Orleans voodoo, in money, protection, from magic circles, and even included in floor washes. The flour, the buckwheat flour, is laid down along with your red brick dust. We don't just lay down red brick dust. Your other herbs added to the red brick dust. Get with me to find out how that's done. Anyone who's attempted this, and many of you have just followed the books and followed the movies and you've tried to brick down a red brick, you know that it is not easy to powder a brick. It's just not. You could spend 8 hours a day, every day, to keep a consistent amount of brick dust if you're going to use it the way it's being adulterated, if you will, by commercialized hoodoo books and uneducated folk about how it's really done. We indeed powder down, brick down red brick, but you add other elements to it. You can add a few grains of rice to it, and this can increase money. particularly within a household or business. So that's buckwheat. That all goes with buckwheat. Add a few grains of rice, some honey, some incense powder, and keep it hidden in the kitchen to guard away all forms of poverty, loss of money. Also, because it's coming to me now, particularly for men, because women tend to keep their money in their purse, in their wallet, in something. Now, they typically don't come home and lay it out. A lot of you men keep your money in your pocket, security, rather than in your wallet. Then you come home and you lay it out. Always lay it out with the faces down. If we're talking about bills, you always want it folded at least once with the faces away from you. And when we're talking about solid coins, always with the faces away from you. I've been doing this well over 30 years, and I can assure you, you will find a dramatic change in your finances when you start following some of these hoodoo, voodoo secrets and recipes. Another often overlooked plant that I wanted to talk about is bittersweet, which has a masculine mercury air connotation to it. It is used in protection, but it is also used in healing. Now, I'd like to use bittersweet along with my favorite defensive stone, and those of you who've been listening for some time know that's black obsidian, the black hole, if you will, of the crystalline mineral kingdom. It draws all negativity to it. I don't care what it is, who it is, mama, your friends, your brother, your sister, your coworkers, yourself. If you are not ready to deal with truth, if you're operating out of some kind of addiction, some kind of a compulsion, and you're in denial and you're running from it, you want to avoid black obsidian like the plague, because black obsidian will draw it out to the surface. The downfall of black obsidian is it will draw it out to the surface. And if you aren't properly prepared to dissolve it, to send it somewhere, you often hear people talking about binding, but you never hear folks talk about what you do after you bind it. You don't just bind it and stack it up somewhere. You know, it stays within your environment in a much more condensed and compartmentalized way unless it has been properly removed, properly disposed of. So black obsidian will draw it all to the surface, and then you send it into the black hole, typically with a light, clear crystal, selenite or clear quartz, of equal or larger size. And along with that, I like to use the bittersweet Hyjon combination to really dissolve, but also create a protective barrier which prevents whatever the entity, the energy, the spirit, the jinn is that's been removed, to prevent it from having some kind of returning power or effect. I got about 5 minutes left. I do apologize. A dragon's blood. I wanted to talk about dragon's blood, which is another common, it's a resin. It's often presented as a resin. If you're getting it in any other form than a resin, chances are you're not getting legitimate dragon's blood. It's been tampered with or added to in some way, particularly when you're talking about liquid forms and other forms other than resin. It should often come just like chunk of myrrh and frankincense and chunks, like almost like a reddish rock, a chalky reddish rock. And then you break it down and you burn it on a charcoal, or you powder it and lay it down with other applications, or you can put it in elixirs and not eternally elixirs, the elixirs and applications and potions, if you will, in that form. You got to be careful, though, with dragon's blood, because it can be protective. Exercising, you can use it to exercise negatives and demonic spirits, and it has a very high potency. But it can also draw back ex-lovers. You got to be careful in how you utilize dragon's blood. Many of you are having problems. Somebody that's listening to me right now has a problem in repeating negative patterns with the same person in a love relationship. Stop fooling with that dragon's blood, and you will immediately find a difference. It's also used quite often in homemade magical inks, and preferably by someone who makes it themselves and know what they're doing. If you're getting it, again, commercially, you can't always be sure of what you're getting. People will add to it to sort of produce an even, uniform, blood red color. And you can't always trust that unless you make it yourself from the resin. Burning the resin will entice errant lovers, ex-lovers to return. Ex-husbands, ex-wives, be careful how you burn dragon's blood. I generally will never burn it by itself. I will add something to it, frankincense, Ethiopian, Three Kings, some other powder, reversible even, to counteract that drawback energy. A stick of it, a chunk of it placed under your pillow will cure impotency and will add great energy and potency to sex magic, but also to love and relationships, energy level between a couple as it relates to sex energy and tantric type energies. By putting it in a, powdering it and putting it in a satchel, excuse me, or a gri-gri in a pillow or under your bed, and it can aid in keeping faithfulness in a relationship between two people. Dogwood leaves or wood can also be placed along with dragon's blood to increase its protective ability as an amulet. Dog's wood, leaves or wood, dragon's blood, and some type of iron or mineral. Hematite, piece of copper, malachite, something of that nature. If you're going to use just copper, I strongly suggest weathering it, exposing it to water or allowing it to corrode, if you will, to allow that green malachite mineral to come to the surface before you put it in the gri-gri of the doll or however you're going to apply it. Powdering it is also good, but you've got to have the right surface. Otherwise, you're going to end up sort of painting rather than getting a powder to produce from it. And I typically use a certain grade of sandpaper. I'll be glad to share with you if you just send me a note. I'll be glad to share that with you. And another element I want to share quickly with my last 2 minutes of the show is ebony wood, another greatly overlooked. And I'm going to say, because it's of African origin, it's greatly overlooked in its ability as a protection and a power in ritual magic and, of course, warring and doing battle. My Obeah stick is made out of ebony, consecrated and given to Dambala. And it's been with me almost 30 years and has provided a great deal of protection and power to not just my environment and my person, but to much of my work and what we do, particularly when we're dealing with volatile spirits and substances. I greatly appreciate you all for being here with me, and do join me here tomorrow at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch Hoodoo. Voodoo Secrets and Recipes from New Orleans with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Type Potions and Hoodoo Central. Voodoo Priestess Ava K. Jones. We will have many special topics and guests and comments. So, seeing you to check back with me. Know that I am here with you and for you in your endeavors. And remember that all is truly and indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils. It's all just an illusion and a test and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. Ashe.
What's mine? Now I know that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving constantly through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free.
Thank you.